You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers by teaching them marketing and sales automation. And if you'd like to become one or find out if you should become one, an automation service provider, that is, we've got a new quiz, a brief quiz that takes less than 2 minutes, and it will tell you exactly that. You can find that at automationbridge.com/ASP. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you listen to this episode in its entirety so you know the value, the gem of knowledge that you'll be receiving every Thursday when we release a new episode. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to. And you can find the show in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can even subscribe on YouTube. So once you've listened to this episode in its entirety, make sure that you subscribe. For those of you who are listeners and just haven't subscribed yet, for whatever reason, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Now is the time. While you're at it, a 5-star rating and review is greatly appreciated. It helps vet the All Systems Go podcast as the podcast to listen to subscribe to get the exclusive and specialized knowledge on marketing automation. So you can leave a review in any of those podcasting apps, or if you would like for us to post a review for you, you can go to automationbridge.com/review. In this episode, I get to interview Casey Zeman, the founder of the popular webinar platform Easy Webinar, and we get to talk about not just the features that his platform offers marketers, but get a little bit of backstory on Casey, his journey to creating the software, and some of the unique ways that he's decided to integrate his software with existing CRMs in the marketplace to provide you with a more comprehensive marketing experience. You all are in for a treat on this webinar because Casey doesn't hold back and neither do I, talking about webinar strategies that convert. Enjoy the conversation. Casey, welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you on. How you doing?
Chris, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I love it. I love it. You know, we're going back and forth. You were on mine. I'm right on yours now. I love it.
I have to say, everybody, if you are not part, if you're not a listener to Casey's podcast, make sure that you go and listen to not just our episode together, but the entire podcast, because I think that every entrepreneur needs to hear about the wherewithal and stick-to-itiveness required to succeed beyond just knowing technical stuff in marketing, right?
I mean, what's funny is because you and I are sort of technicians in a way, right? Like, but you know, there, I think there's so many different sides to people, and you know, like for me, I think, you know, we have to know what's in us that makes us resilient against, you know, against moments where, you know, we're struggling or trying to get, you know, accomplish things that seem daunting and overwhelming. So I'm interested in knowing what makes someone resilient. And at the same time, you know, you're kind of interested in how do I create better technicians that are thoughtful around, you know, marketing acumen. And so it's like, it's interesting that these things, because they all take discipline, you know, you know, and so anyway, man, I'm just excited to be here.
Quick, drop the name of the podcast for our listeners.
Yeah, it's called Impact Warrior. And if you just go to kczeman.com, you know, you'll be able to start watching it. It's pretty new. We have some more episodes on their way out, but it's a fun journey for me because I get to dig deep with some people and with people and find out what makes them, you know, what makes them just, you know, fight against the tough stuff, you know, beat the odds, you know, kind of be that warrior that breaks through barriers, you know, and then creates the impact regardless of the barrier, you know, they keep pushing. Man.
I love it. So listeners, just know Casey dug deep. I was going through my story and he said, hey, wait a minute. Let's go back. I don't want to gloss over that. And he went deep. So you guys get to see a little bit more of the personal side of me with business as well as all the other guests. So I hope that you guys take us up on that, but not before you continue to listen to this episode. So for our listeners that may not know who you are, Casey, give us a brief intro of you, your business and your background.
Yeah. I'm Casey Zeman. I'm the founder of a webinar platform called Easy Webinar. And, you know, my journey online, I started as a course creator this shows my age, but after the recession hit, I kind of pivoted a business from, at the time I was an actor here in Los Angeles, and then I went into real estate and then the market crashed and I, you know, went from a job where I was making six figures a year to making like 10, 15,000 the next year. And I almost lost my house twice. And then I was looking at trying to build leads into my real estate company when I then pivoted to I started learning about online marketing, you know, because I was like, that's the world. It was like, how do I build leads online? Well, online marketing. And then I became obsessed with online marketing. And I went into focusing on one thing in marketing, which I was told to do. A friend of mine said, choose one thing and get really good at it. And so I said, all right, that's going to be YouTube. And so I jumped in and became a YouTube expert, basically, and a video marketing expert. That was my thing back in the day, when I was trying to pivot into this online space. And so I started doing video marketing, consulting, video marketing, retainer work, agency work for people. And then all the while I knew I wanted to create a course on video and YouTube. So I spent six months to a year building an online course called YouTube Revealed. I wrote a book, 225 pages long, all about YouTube. The moment I launched it, crickets, no one bought anything, nothing happened. It was just like, what? You're supposed to buy my course now. So I went through all the phases of like, what do I price my course at? And, you know, how do I sell my course without being spammy or, you know, sleazy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of evolution led me to doing webinars online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started doing GoToWebinars a long time ago. Yeah. And I started using webinars as a way to kind of like connect with my audience. So I was terrified of selling off a webinar. So once I learned about webinars, I just started doing them over and over and over and over again. Never sold anything until people started reaching out to me saying, is there something I can buy from you? Because you're giving a lot of value, but, you know, so I started getting DMs and selling my courses through DMs. And then I was like, I should probably put a price tag on this and sell it off a webinar. And so I started doing that. And that's when my business, that's when I things changed. I was able to pull myself out of debt, pull myself out of foreclosure. And in 2011, 2012, that's when I made my 2012 is when I made my first dollar online as a course creator. Mm-hmm. In that year, I made, you know, a six-figure income off being a course creator, only using webinars. And so I drank the Kool-Aid of why webinars were so powerful. Yeah. And, you know, that's when I also started looking at, well, how can I use webinars, because I was getting kind of burnt out. I was doing webinars like literally all the time. I was like, how can I do this where I have the experience of webinars, but I don't have to be there? And that's when Easy Webinar was born. Mm. I talked to some developers and it was called, and that's the first iteration of what was called the automated webinar plugin for WordPress. And so it was a, it was an automated webinar, the first automated webinar software for WordPress. And when I launched it on Warrior Forum, this goes way back. Ooh, so when I launched Warrior Forum, yeah,
oh, man.
I sold 100 of them at $97. And so I was like, okay, people want this. So that's when I started doing more of it and selling it. And then, you know, throughout the years, it migrated, changed from this, like, you know, non-SaaS platform. Basically it was yeah, more of like, you know, a lifetime offer for a software, that was, you know, license based. So I always had to sell every month. I had to sell.
Yep.
And it went well for a while. You know, 2015, we had a big launch. 2016, we were still doing well. In 2017, this is what's amazing. So the software was launched probably in 2013 as automated webinar plugin. It changed to Easy Webinar plugin in 2014. In 2015, we just changed it to Easy Webinar. Still, it was a WordPress plugin, right?
Yeah.
That did webinars, automated webinars only. And then in 2017, we rolled in live webinars into the platform, and we changed our pricing structure close to 2017 to a yearly pricing at that point.
Okay.
So we finally got into more of a recurring model later on. And then in 2018 was the first time we actually turned it into a monthly subscription. So now we are full. So in 2018, we became a full, what's considered SaaS platform, subscription-based platform. And Easy Webinar is basically a live and evergreen, you know, automated webinar platform. You know, we've seen every, what works and what doesn't on every level of webinars. And we take that knowledge of what we've seen and what I've seen as a course creator and things like that, and what our customers have asked us, and we've put it into this system, so that people can use us on a holistic level to basically sell more of their stuff, scale their businesses as well, and just, you know, market and sell better with the power of webinars. And so that was it, man. That's kind of how I started as a course creator, and I still am a course creator. I love courses. I still have courses. I love coaching, but basically, I love also having tools that I can give to the marketplace to make people's lives better. You know, and that's really ultimately why I'm here. I think to help. You know, it's really amazing to get people saying, "Hey, you know, your software accounts for 90% of my income. The reason I'm able to even sell anything is because I use your tool." I mean, that, so we know the responsibility we have, and we don't take it lightly. And that's why we do what we do, you know?
So I love it, man. It is so refreshing to hear the story too, because you see the gradual steps towards this, right? Like going from the automated webinar plugin on WordPress all the way up, but it all started with not just scratching your own itch. I think that's fair. That's fair. A lot of people say start with that. But also having success scratching, right? Like, it's different if you're scratching and you're scratching so much that it's bleeding, and it's like, why would anybody
you don't want that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. You don't want it to bleed, but yeah, I mean, that's what it was. We were able to, you know, like I found success with webinars. I would not have even gone down that route. Yeah. You know, I love video in general. I think video is the gateway for one-on-one connection, you know? And the next evolution is webinars, of course, live video. So that's why, you know, that's why I never gave up on wanting to have a live video platform as well. Yeah. Like we could have just stayed as a automated webinar software, but I've always had a desire, because I love live video, to keep a platform that has that ability to do that. So, you know,
And it's interesting, like yours is flipped, right? Most platforms start live and then later on they add, you know, the automated component. And you started with that automated and to your point, it's like, look, but I love video. Let's just make sure that every aspect of video is in here. And I think so, Casey, I think this is what I'm hearing more so than anything. And you and I have talked about this many times, but as I'm just being an active listener, right, and a host of the podcast,
yeah,
what it is you being in tune, not just with your desires. Yes, you liked video. That's your first love, we'll say, your first digital love. It was video.
Yeah, it was,
but you
exactly.
also knew the value that it could deliver to yeah. the marketplace. Yeah. So instead of just saying, hey, look, this is what it is. This is what people want. If you don't like this, hey, go somewhere else. It was an opportunity for you to really grow, right? Grow in value that you delivered to the marketplace. And I see it throughout Easy Webinar, mainly with even how you all integrate with other CRMs. So I'm on the record for this. Anybody in my Facebook group knows this. I had a post maybe a month ago, and it was just highlighting how you got the meticulous effort in integrating with ActiveCampaign that you took. I mean, if you go to Easy Webinar's website, I think it's under the help documentation. You guys have like an infographic that details like every point of the journey, when tags are added, what the system yes. is doing. Tell our listeners a little bit about what goes as the founder, what goes into having that level of detail for the end user to be able to equip them with the most marketing power as possible.
Well, we want them to, we, you know, it really is. People had questions, you know, once we create a tagging, you know, we created a series of tagging that goes across up to any, you know, cross platform tagging, right? It's like those who showed, no showed, you know, left early, you know, so on and so forth, right? Maybe they asked a question and things like that. So we created universal tags that could be applied, but then we also created the opportunity to create new tags that you could just, you know, add, and various other tags, such as like saw the offer and clicked, saw the offer and didn't click, right? Mm. So we just, from all the feedback, I mean, it's important to get a feedback loop from your audience, right? But the yeah. feedback from our audience was, we need to understand how, not just what the tags are, but then what can we do with the tags to basically get better sales, right? Have segmented follow-up emails and things like that. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to create the clarity of how to use the tags, because that was the most important thing. Clarity of how to use the tags. And yeah. then, because here's the deal. The emails are, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to build out, you know, four segmented campaigns based on, you know, what people do. So as an yes. example, you know, those who do no shows, you have an email campaign going out, segmented email campaign going out. And then you have an email campaign going out to the showed but left early, showed that maybe they didn't see the offer, right? So yep. so you already have to do some of those things, and we've applied it to our own funnels as well. So we just duplicated what we saw in our own funnels and the results that we were getting. And so when we put an infographic out there that's really detailed on this is when tagging happens, it's basically because people have asked us for that, and we don't want to not give it. We want to, my big thing was I want to have the clearest customer service. And it, I shout out to our customer support team, because it helps all of my team to know about those things too. If they know mm-hmm. when the tagging structure happens, you know, when it fires and how it fires, that just helps to create that overall clarity for not only yeah. when we onboard new customer support members, right? That's why we have good docs, right? We have to have real yep. clear, yep. well-defined docs, but it also helps our customers to just, you know, get through the clarity point and boom, now they're good. Yeah. Heck, I'd want to do more. I mean, you know, at one point I was like, man, we should have someone come in to do it, you know, build out for everybody so they can just have it pre-done, built out in their ActiveCampaign. I mean, we we do have stuff like that. We have, we have our own Active Campaign where we've built out campaigns, and obviously with Active Campaign or Keep or, you know, other platforms, we can push off campaigns in other people's accounts. So we have those, and occasionally we do it, for people. So, you know, I think it's just like, we've been around long enough to know those, that tagging, those tagging structures, what works and what doesn't, where other companies, if they've, you know, they're coming into the market, they're trying to say, hey, we're going to build out some tags. They haven't experienced what are the high leveraging actions that need to be in a tag, you know, like what are the actions that really matter? It's, you know, and so we've been able to, you know, we've taken our time and gone through that, and, you know, we've explored it, and we've gone through those conversations, the nuances of what it takes, what kind of actions are really leveragers to get more sales for people. And so that's what our tags are based upon, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, for those of you who are new to webinars, I am also, heavy advocate for webinars. I was terrified of them when I was at Lead Pages. It was just like this idea of getting on camera in front of the world at the time in my head is like everybody on earth can see me. And seeing how effective it was, like I was intimidated for just a moment. And I've always understood and I've always utilized the power of webinars. And when I just want everybody to know, when we talk about automated webinars or evergreen webinars, these are webinars that you can set up. And what Easy Webinar allows you to do is you could either set it up to say, hey, let's run every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And regardless of when someone lands on your registration page, it's always accurate to whatever the next upcoming session is. So you don't have to go in the back end and say, okay, I just finished up with one. Now it's time to run another one. Right. And you can also do it to where when they land on the page, it's one coming up within the next 15 minutes or so. So when we say automated or evergreen webinars, these are webinars that you can put in place and the system allows you to continually run. Now, of course, if you want to jump live in front of your audience, engage with them, ask questions. Those are our live webinars. And remind me, Casey, do you guys have hybrid where you can start off as automated and then jump in live or vice versa?
So we do have, so one of the things that we have, and sorry if you can hear my like Slack just going, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. I got to turn off like those auto reminders, man. They're so annoying. I also have some guys working in the bathroom here doing some remodeling stuff. So it's a kind of a crazy, but, when it comes to like some of the features we have, We have a feature that's we consider simulated live, where you can do everything you can do live. So you can set up one-time automated events. Same thing as simulated live, basically, right? One-time automated events mean that you schedule it at one date, right? Mm-hmm. And you stream it out as a webinar in a specific time zone, right? And you're driving all your traffic to it and you're running it and you do it as a one-time event, but it's automated. Now, some people use that. Like I was just looking at Dan Martell, who just launched another webinar, and he's using Easy Webinar. He's running a webinar next Wednesday, on Wednesday, the September 15th, right? And he's got three schedule. He's running it three times, 9 a.m., 12, and 3. But okay. He's scheduled them in the attendees time zone. So with Easy Webinar, you can not only select one time zone, but let's say your time zone, right? You're going to send, so the webinar is going to run, at 12 Eastern, right? You can have that across the board, no matter when someone shows up or who is watching, they're watching at 12 Eastern, right? But with our system as well, you can choose to stream those out in your attendees' local time zone. So if you have a worldwide audience, and this goes for evergreen, whether you're doing simulated live, which is kind of like a one-time automated webinar, or evergreen, which is, future sessions that you can do, like, you know, you can select how many, you can select sessions, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and they can be in your attendee's local time zone. And the cool thing about the local time zone thing is that, like, you stream it when it's convenient for them. And if you have a worldwide audience, it's just like, that's how you get to their inbox. You know, it's hard to run a webinar and everybody show up. But with an automated webinar that's streamed in their local time zone, it's easier. And just think about this. If you have a, if you have an audience and they're busy, you know, they're working moms, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, when are you going to do your webinar, right? You can't do your webinar, you know, when they're either working or picking up the kids or dropping off the kids. You know, around noon is when you could do it. But if you have a large audience, noon is different for everybody, right? Central, everybody. Eastern, yep. You know, so, yep. So anyway, running those webinars in when it's convenient for the audience helps to get people to see the webinar. And the statistic that's the most important that you should know is people buy off of the webinar. They see the webinar. Yes. You want eyeballs on your webinar, period. Yeah. If they see your webinar, that's how you get buyers, right? The people that don't see your webinar, that don't see your training, whatever the indoctrination piece, the content piece, whatever you're using to let them know, hey, I've got your back. I know what your problem is. I'm here to solve it. If you don't get them to see that, you're not going to close the deal. So you got to get them to that. So we know that, like, what our mission is to get people to that presentation, that high impact sales presentation, no matter what. So that's why we have those features. But to your point, you asked, hey, do you have a hybrid option? Mm-hmm. So what we've done, what we can do for people is they can start a live webinar with us and then play a video in that live webinar, and it will play in real time, and they can still use the live chat. Yep. Feature and everything else. So that's our hybrid. Yeah. But we kind of go against the grain on what the name, you know, what the naming sort of thing is, right? We're kind of going a little outside what is common there. So things that we have are, we consider them live webinars, simulated live webinars, which are pre-recorded sessions where you can still have the experience of kind of live, where they're, you know, set to a specific date and time zone, or, you know, or attendees local time zone. And then we have evergreen webinars, which are where you can basically sell your stuff all the time, right? So you can schedule, you can choose every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you have webinars running. Or you can have literally every single day, three times a day, right? And no matter, and when anyone comes to the page, you know, if someone shows up at noon on that page in their local time zone, they'll maybe see a 3 o'clock, right? And maybe a 9 a.m. and 12 for the next day. But if they showed up earlier in the day, like at 8 a.m., they would probably see a 9 a.m., 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. for that day. So it's a dynamic schedule change. That's the idea of it, is that, you know, where evergreen means that you have a presentation available all the time. And so we also have things called this right on time, where if you show up, you can have a webinar starting basically in the next, you know, 15 minutes or 30 minute or hour increments. So if someone shows up now at 11:52 a.m., there would be a webinar going up at noon, right? And if they came at 12:01, the next webinar would be shown at 12:15 if you scheduled it to be streamed every 15 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
So that those are kind of the dynamic scheduling options we have. And again, I've done the research, I've gone deep on it. You know, I have this training I do called Conversion Masterclass, which is all about, like, cold traffic driven to a webinar. What should the experience be off the registration page to get more people registered and showing up to the webinar, right? Versus warm traffic, how do you pull them in? So, I don't know if you want to hear this. Is this too geeky?
Keep going, because what the beautiful part about this is, I didn't want to go in here and just talk about the basics. Hey, here's a webinar. You get online, you talk. These are specific things, not only to the platform, but to the founder. So continue, Casey.
Okay. I'll just talk about these two things.
With your glass.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So my favorite thing is like looking at like, okay, if you've people that are cold traffic, right? Like yep. You're trying to get people in from Facebook and coming to your webinar. The challenges you're going to have are that when they don't know you and you have a webinar that they can watch in the next 15 minutes, yeah, they're going to register, but unless your webinar is amazing, you're going to have more drop off that mm-hmm. webinar, right? They're mm-hmm. not going to stick around. They don't know you. They don't have a reason to stick around unless yeah. you've really conveyed why you need to be here, why you need to be here. And yeah. so you get more people registered, but your show up rate is not great. Right? When it's cold traffic driven that way. But when you take cold traffic and drive them to a webinar that's going to be starting in the next day or so, like you what you do is you block the ability to watch it by one day. So they can register, but then they're going to be getting email notifications prior to the webinar starting. So maybe by 1 or 2 days you block the ability to watch it. And then you seed your authority over those next 2 days through email marketing, right? You do a nurture campaign through email marketing. You get them to watch other micro pieces of content, maybe a podcast interview or something that does two things. It solidifies you as the expert, and then it also positions you as the expert, but it also answers the problem that they're having, right? And you're doing it before they even show up to the webinar. So by the time they come to the webinar, yes, you won't get as many registrants, but your show up rate is better, right? And so that's what I always, you know, kind of convey to people when they're wanting to drive traffic via cold traffic. And then warm traffic, if people know you already, maybe you're in the, you know, middle of the funnel is your webinar, right? If they already know you because you've sent them, you've gotten connected with them, sending micro content, they're watching videos on Facebook, then using a right on time option, right? A webinar streamed every 15 minutes, that's okay. They'll come to that. You know what I mean? So those are kind of like the pieces that I sort of think about when I'm, you know, with the whole, the webinar stuff and how the experience changes for the audience, whichever audience you're kind of looking at. So,
yeah, but what's nice about it is I like how you break down the different use cases, because I think that a lot of people use kind of like this unilateral approach to webinars. Hey, this is the webinar that I run, and this is what, and they try to make like the marketing fit the webinar instead of adjusting the webinar platform to fit the marketing strategy. So whether it's cold, whether it's warm, listen, same platform, right? Same software, but just adjust the strategy to get the most out of it. Because Casey, the truth be told, a lot of times the reason why marketing doesn't work is because the marketer is not making the appropriate adjustments, right? Absolutely. There is no marketing strategy that you come up with and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And then you do that, and then that thing works.
It never works. You have to always, you have works. To test and adapt. You have to test and tweak and refine. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, that's why what I love about our system and also what we're planning on rolling out with our new system is that we give people the flexibility of tweaking and changing their webinar on a dime. I mean, you can right now in the system, in this existing system, you can go from live to automated. So you can take what was once live, turn it into an automated webinar and go back and forth. You could change the scheduling option without it affecting anybody who's already previously registered. So we know that you need to be able to change these things on a whim without it affecting everybody. The speed of adoption, the speed of change, if we were a dinosaur and slow and cumbersome, you wouldn't be able to adopt those changes quickly and with agility. And we want you to be able to do that. So as I said, the whole thing is like, you know, maybe you have people registered for a webinar happening at 2 p.m., right? let's say you run a live webinar at 2 p.m. You can't, suddenly you get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 1 o'clock, you're like, oh man, I'm so sick. But you have 150, 200, 300, 500 people registered for the webinar. Here's what you could do with our system that no other system has. You can go in, change it to automated, stream an event at 2 p.m., add the event in and add the, buy now buttons in there and everything else, click save. And all those people who have already registered will use the same links and they'll come into that webinar without skipping a beat. And you've now had the agility in place so that you could change at a, change on a dime. And that's the thing that I think is one of the best features of EasyWebinar is the ability for giving people the ability to change on a dime, like being able to, things are moving fast. So we need to be able to keep up with the pace of what happens in your life. So that's why, that's some of the cool stuff we can do with EasyWebinar.
Yeah. It's like, and it's that internal change, right? As a marketer inside of the operations, it's the internal change that does not have an external impact.
Right.
Right. Like it's not externally notifying, hey, this did this and new link. Hey, everybody. Because every time you ask somebody to do something, there's drop off. Yeah. Every single time. No. Absolutely. Yes goes all the way through to the end. I think that's true for all relationships. Right. Just because you got a yes in the beginning doesn't mean it's a yes in the end. And if your system is making it easy to make those agile, right, adjustments on the back end and not disturbing the front end, you keep your front end performance at its peak. So your conversions, man, don't suffer. So,
yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. That's what it is. I mean, this is what I wanted. I had my team to be a spec platform for me. I wanted to be able to toggle from live to evergreen. Now our new system, you can still change a webinar. We're going to have a brand new UI UX and simplify the flow for people, but they'll still have the agility to take a live webinar and turn it into let's say a simulated live. Right.
Okay.
And so now we're really thinking about what are those moments where people will use this tool, right? Live to simulated live, they'll use that rather than turn it straight to evergreen.
Yes.
They can clone it and move it to evergreen, but they don't need to use the same webinar. And that's going to help us because we are also adding massive analytics to the platform. And you'll be able to filter and know what scheduling options have been working better. What days are better for your attendees versus others, does your just in your right on time or just in time work better than your future dates or vice versa? All of that will be in there. So because we want to make you better marketers. We want to make you, knowledge is really what it's about. Knowing your people, knowing what they're doing, that makes you a better marketer. The more you understand what they're doing, the better.
It's almost like a production effect, right? Like when you say live to automated, you can go to introduce your own self, right? Or introduce the webinar that's going to take place and that be live, engage with people, get them excited and then say, okay, now let's jump into the training. And then the training is all hands off. And when I think about this, Casey, I think about that lean solopreneur or small team, whereas you may not have a full team to man the chat while you're presenting. So now you can go in, make your connection. Hey, everybody, welcome to the webinar, XYZ. And then when you transition over into video, as the host, you can at least man the chat and engage with them. And it just creates a more engaging and cohesive environment, man. So
absolutely.
I love it. I love the idea. I love the thoughtfulness to it. And the reason why I was looking forward to having you on the podcast was for that very reason. Listen, everybody. I talk to a lot of founders and you all know I love software. I love digging in deep and trying to break stuff and figure it out and whatnot. But when you meet somebody where you can tell there was a deep level of thought that went into the platform, not based on like aspirational stuff, but like things that you can actually use, you cannot just easily disregard that software. So that was one of the main driving forces where I said, wait a minute, I've got to get Casey on this podcast because there was some thought beyond the basics, right? Beyond the basics. And to see that you weren't satisfied in the beginning where it was just the automated webinar plugin, that hunger, you've never allowed yourself to get full. You've never allowed yourself to get full. And now you're pushing the platform to even greater heights and more capabilities, man.
Well, we want to make, you know, I think the whole idea is like, if we can create a holistic, you know, marketing and sales platform for people that is just going to make their life easier. Webinars for indoctrination and lead generation and, you know, and moving people into a sales experience where the sales experience is easy, it's managed, we were talking before about the other tool we have that's coming out, Easy Suite, which, you know, like if we can take people from the webinar experience, which is the indoctrinator, to the sales experience where they're talking to a team and the team is able to, you know, in this agile way, call everybody, pass tasks off, a real clear pipeline management, team management, you know, scheduler where, you know, the system will call you instead of you calling it, where it has an auto dialer. So you can upload, you know, hundreds of leads in and auto dial them without thinking about it, or use the system to basically find local leads because it has a whole local lead finder in there too, that then you can turn into leads that you call automatically. So we want it to be a tool that kind of is encompassing both of those experiences, like of what is required to be able to even get a lead, which is you build that know, like, and trust indoctrination and present in a sales presentation that comes more so off as a, let me help you understand your problem and fix your problem. And then get on with the salesperson who's going to now, help you with the problem by giving you the tool you need or the service you need or what have you. Yep. So we're pretty excited about how our evolution is. And the new platform of Easy Webinar actually has a page builder in it. So we have other stuff that we're going to roll out.
Love it.
And maybe a standalone page builder tool built into the whole Easy Suite system. So it's an architecture plan that we see over the next, you know, year, 2 years. But we've already built a lot of the tools. So it's just a question of now having them as part of a bigger system that people can take advantage of.
Yep. So love it, man. Well, Casey, this has been great. I didn't listen to everybody. I didn't know Casey was going to take us to conversion school. So that's a bonus. That's a bonus for everybody on behalf of All Systems Go podcast. But Casey, thank you, man, so much for jumping on. If they haven't figured it out by now, where can they go to get their hands on the software and take it for a run?
Yeah, you can go to easywebinar.com, just spelled EASY webinar.com. And we have a 14-day trial. Go ahead and jump in. And when you do, just, you know, expect a lot of help with onboarding. We have people that will probably call you. We have awesome onboarding training that will help you get set up and have those quick wins. And do all sorts of cool stuff, whether you want to do live webinars or whether you want to do something like stream a live webinar into Facebook or YouTube or both at the same time, we can help you and do that. And that's the power of Easy Webinar. It has a lot of features that, that we as, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, scaling business owners, it has all the things we need, you know, connecting with your audience, but then when you figured out how to connect with your audience and, you know, start to build that audience, now it's like, how do you scale? Well, we have that too. That's what the evergreen webinars at scale are for. So,
yep, absolutely. Well, again, Casey, I appreciate it. Everybody, the show notes or the links, I should say, will be in the show notes. Can't thank you enough for coming on, teaching, and being transparent, sharing your journey, sharing the business, sharing the brain behind the business, which is the biggest thing, man. Yeah. Greatly appreciated, Casey.
Chris, thank you so much. It was awesome. This is always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, absolutely, man. I'll see you online.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that Casey's care shined bright. If you can't tell, he's not just a savvy marketer, but he truly cares about providing software that gives you the best opportunity as a marketer to use webinars to convert. So it was great to hear his story. It was great to hear his migration into the startup space. It was great to hear some of those decisions behind some features. And many of you may be searching for a webinar platform, and he may have mentioned some features, or maybe I mentioned some features on this podcast that was it. Hey, that's what I'm looking for. I didn't know that. Oh, how do I get to that tool? That's what I want. Hopefully that was the case. So do me a favor. Share this episode with any and everybody that you know running webinars or looking to run webinars, because my goal is to inform you as much as possible so that when you choose the technology, it's the best technology for your strategy. All right. So share this episode with them. And if you found value in today's episode, share it on social media. Put it everywhere. Tell your friends. Do some pillow talk about Chris L. Davidson, the All Systems Go podcast. Talk about it at your dinner table. I've heard it makes great conversation. Just get the word out. All right. And if you're new to the podcast and you've listened to this, now is the time to subscribe. Subscribe and leave that 5-star rating and review. It's greatly appreciated, because here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers by teaching them how to build automated marketing and sales systems, how to take what they do as a digital marketer, be profitable, take those profitable efforts and scale them by way of automation. This is what small businesses and enterprises need. They need the digital marketers who are willing to grow and go beyond just conversions and learn how to take strategy, marry it with technology the right way, and build automated marketing and sales systems for your business. If you want to become an automation service provider, go to automationbridge.com/ASP. Now, we've also made it easy for you to get access to whatever you need. Visiting allsystemsgopodcast.com, it will give you access to the latest episodes. You'll also get access to our Amplify My Automation package, which is geared to putting automated marketing and sales systems in your business over the next 6 months. You'll get access to our free Facebook group. You can request or refer someone to be a guest for the podcast. If you want me to poke inside of their head and pull out more, or you just want to know more about a founder, refer them. I'll interview them on the podcast for your benefit and our collective good. And any resource or training mentioned on the podcast, one URL gets you access to it all. And that's allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.